Usually when we think of nature's great survivors, you know, our minds go straight to apex predators, like sharks in the ocean or lions on the savanna. But there is a far more resilient survivor operating right under our noses, or I guess right inside our pantries.
Yeah, right inside the pantry is highly accurate. And they don't rely on raw speed or sharp claws to conquer a territory. They rely on an astonishingly versatile digestive system.
Exactly. So today we are diving into some really fascinating material sent in by a listener. We have field notes and research from the team at Griffin Pest Solutions out in Michigan. And our mission on this deep dive is to decode the bizarre eating habits of rats. Because understanding what these pests eat is not just trivia, it is the ultimate key to effective pest control.
Right. So a rat's diet is basically driven by one biological imperative, and that is calories. The field notes classify them as opportunistic omnivores, meaning they readily consume grains, fruits, insects, and they will even scavenge raw meat.
Raw meat.
Yeah.
Wow. So they're basically the ultimate unapologetic garbage disposal foodies.
Absolutely.
I mean, they aren't picky at all, which makes them incredibly difficult to control. They operate like a biological universal adapter. Whatever energy source is available, they just plug into it and extract what they need. It is about sheer survival.
Yeah. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this extreme dietary adaptability is exactly why they thrive anywhere. They do not require a specialized, pristine ecosystem. They are evolutionarily programmed to exploit literally any calorie source, which makes managing them immensely difficult.
Because you can't just eliminate one food type and expect the population to move on, right?
Exactly. They just pivot. Because they adapt so seamlessly, they naturally gravitate toward the path of least resistance. I mean, why forage for scarce seeds in the wild when human habitats offer this concentrated, endlessly renewing buffet?
Right, they target unsecured pantry goods, garbage, garden produce, and leftover pet food. Like leaving a bowl of dog kibble on your back porch overnight. That is effectively ringing the dinner bell for every rat in the neighborhood.
It really is. They follow the easiest calories. But this actually brings up a rather strange paradox in their biology.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because this is where the Griffin Pest Solutions research left me scratching my head a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If rats are this resilient, you know, if their digestive tracts can handle rotting garbage and scavenging raw meat without breaking a sweat, how is it possible that they have specific food vulnerabilities?
Yeah.
Like, what is the biological mechanism there?
It is wild to think about. What's fascinating here is that their adaptability has massive blind spots. So certain foods like chocolate, raw beans, and citrus fruits are actually highly toxic to them.
Wait, a slice of lemon shuts down their system.
Yeah, it does. It comes down to a lack of specific digestive enzymes. Without those enzymes, a rat literally cannot break down the complex compounds found in a piece of dark chocolate or a raw kidney bean.
Oh, wow.
So instead of being digested, the compound builds up rapidly in their bloodstream, and it acts as a systemic poison that just overwhelms their organs.
So a rotting carcass is perfectly fine, but dark chocolate is a killer. Obviously, we aren't going to just scatter chocolate around our baseboards to stop them, but we can use this understanding of their foraging behavior to secure our homes.
Precisely. You have to sever the calorie connection. For food storage, standard cardboard boxes are just useless against rat incisors. Their teeth are strong enough to gnaw through aluminum and cinder block.
Which is terrifying. So you need airtight glass or heavy-duty plastic to physically block the scent and withstand their teeth.
Right. And physical exclusion is just as critical. You have to seal entry points because a rat's skeletal structure actually allows it to collapse and squeeze through a gap the size of a quarter.
A quarter.
Yeah, a quarter. If they smell those crumbs, they will find a way through that tiny crack, especially in places like Michigan. When the temperature drops, caloric needs drive them straight indoors to survive the winter.
Right. They need the warmth and the food.
Exactly. Finding a quarter-sized gap along a roof line requires a trained eye, which is why regular inspections and expert rodent management provide essential long-term protection for homeowners.
So what does this all mean? A rat's greatest biological advantage is its adaptable diet. But mapping out that exact diet gives us the blueprint to defeat them.
It is entirely about resource management.
I want you to consider how your own seemingly harmless daily routines might be betraying you. Like tossing an apple core into an open waste bin or leaving that leftover dog food on the patio. Are you unknowingly rolling out a caloric red carpet for these opportunistic survivors?
It is definitely something to think about the next time you skip securing the trash.
For professional help, call Griffin Pest Solutions at 269-353-0934.